This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. It's Monday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
It is one thing for a politician or an advocacy group to get out there and be naive and to support bad policy. Then it becomes worse when they knowingly support bad policy. And then the worst thing yet for them to do is to knowingly support bad policy and to shield yourself from its destructive effects while you visit that policy on children. We've been having a big debate. We always are going to have a big debate on this, and I'm going to be debating it until they're gone. We've been having big debates on the gun-free zone. And the biggest places that I see gun-free zones imposed upon uniformly are schools. Gun-free zones are where law-abiding people can't carry guns, and there should be no debate about that. The reason there should be no debate about it is because it is very plain that even the gun-free zones defenders, the liberals, don't really believe they're a really good idea. For example, consider, if you will, a largely forgotten video made in 2013 by Project Veritas after the Journal News in Westchester, New York, printed the names of and addresses of registered handgun owners in its coverage area. They decided to go out and they were posing as the Citizens Against Senseless Violence, and the pajamas, the PJ operatives visited the homes of Eric Holder and various liberal journalists to ask them if they'd support the cause and post on the lawn, on their lawns, a sign proudly stating that this home is proudly gun-free. Surprisingly, no one took them up on that and accepted the sign. At the home of the Journal News' Greg Schillinglaw, they were told in this neighborhood that nobody puts out stuff like that, except maybe at the schools. The person at the Schillinglaw home concluded with, "I don't believe in it, but I think I'll pass on it." Translation, he does believe in it for other people. Next was the Journal's Mike Meany. A woman answered the door there and tersely said, "I'm sorry, I can't help, but good luck. I have other reasons for refusal I can't get into right now." But they wanted to speak to old Mike personally. I'm sure he would have snatched up one of those signs quicker than Hillary Clinton changes personalities. The next one, the Star Ledger's Bob Brown, offered tremendous support without missing a beat. He said, I agree with you and I'm on your side on this, but I'm just wondering if that's not an invitation to somebody with a gun, as he emitted a chuckle. His wife chimed in, I agree with you, but I'm not sure about the sign. Braun then said moments later, the problem in this town is, you know, somebody driving around here might think it's a, seriously, might think it's an invitation to come barging in. But he did offer this consolation. Well, if the sign said, citizens against senseless violence without this home is probably gun-free, I would put the sign up. That's because a gun-free zone, especially a declared gun-free zone, is a very, very bad idea. Because people who might drive around and barge into Brown's house in Elizabeth, New Jersey, could never drive around and barge into schools in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Or maybe it's that the children in the schools in Elizabeth, New Jersey are just bulletproof. But it apparently took Brown, smart liberal that he is, all of 2.5 seconds to figure out that putting a gun-free zone in his lawn was not a smoking hot idea. Logically translated, it amounts to advertising, we're defenseless. Yet, he presumably supports them in principle. Didn't he say, look, I support gun control, but not these zones? So what's his story? What's his story in this particular place? Was this the first time he ever pondered the matter for 2.5 seconds? When advocating a policy that he did, he only consider it for 0.4 seconds? There's only two choices here concerning the gun-free zone. Clearly, the liberals either could care less as long as their laws only hurt others, or they never think their policies through. So take your pick. It's either gross negligence or callous disregard. If you were to take a moment and delve a little bit deeper, You get to witness a typical leftist phenomenon. Style over substance. Image over reality. Liberals want to be seen as good people in their milieu. They want to appear enlightened in their echo chamber of effectiveness. And achieving this has nothing to do with action. All of their fellow travelers, all in their Kabul of hypocrisy, are as two-faced as they are. It's all about what you say, all about posturing. It's reminiscent of some New York City liberals in a gentrifying Brooklyn neighborhood fittingly called Dumbo, up in arms because diversity has come home. They've learned that their kids may be forced to attend school with poor minorities. One Dumbo parent actually said it's more complicated when it's about your children. Yes, and it's more complicated when it's about your lawn or your house. Except that it really isn't. It just seems so when it's the first time in your life that you get to have your ideology imposed upon you. Much like the youngster I once heard wonder why problems of poverty couldn't be solved by just making more money. Solutions can seem very simple to a child. They also seem simple to a childish person. Someone content to operate on emotion like a child, or too self-centered, like a very young child, to consider how their actions or attitudes or advocacy might affect others. This is the way of the overgrown juvenile masquerading as an adult that we euphemistically call a liberal. Here's the reality. Saying the politically correct things, such as supporting a gun-free zone policy for schools, when you don't apply it to your own home because you realize it's a dangerous idea, doesn't it at all make you a good person? It makes you scum. You're willing to imperil American children so you can say, look at me. I have the correct ideology. Welcome to the reality, Dumbo. It's coming home to roost with you. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Apparently, immediately after this one and only debate, that they say that Hillary Clinton won, which didn't actually do anything good for her. She went back to New Hampshire, and there, in another town hall in Keene, New Hampshire, on Friday, she cited Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's buyback program, Cash for Clunkers, during a town hall event as a possible model for a national gun buyback program that she says she would be willing to consider as president. Now, besides the fact that that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, I would really love to see how that would be proffered up to us, but that's all beside the point at this moment. We'll tear this apart in just a second. During the event, which was held at Keene State College, an audience member asked Clinton about Australia's response to a 1996 mass shooting in which a gunman killed 35 people. Australia passed strict gun laws and instituted a compulsory national gun buyback program. Though the program, which many have pointed out, was actually a cleverly disguised gun confiscation program with gift certificates, the Australian government, according to Clinton, was able to curtail the supply and set a different standard for gun purchases in the future. She says that communities have done that in our country. Several communities have done gun buyback programs. Thanks, Boston, for that one. But I think it would be worth considering doing it on the national level if it could be arranged. Clinton has also recently, of course, said that she would consider taking executive action to force background checks on private gun sales, which is actually illegal. She can't do that. She can't make law. She's the president if she's the president, but she can't make law. And just the fact that we're talking about her as president, every one of you should have your fourth point of contact puckering up like to the density of a diamond. In her remarks Friday, she cited the much-criticized economic stimulus program, Cash for Clunkers. This was a $3 billion money sinkhole program that gave car buyers a credit for turning in certain vehicles for more fuel-efficient ones. I would have qualified for that. I drive a 1999 Ford Expedition. I drove it in 2009 as well. Here's the problem with the 1999 Ford Expedition being traded in for a new fuel-efficient one. While I might have gotten more fuel efficiency, I would have incurred, let's see, that was 6 years ago. I would only just maybe by now be paying for the car. Whereas since 1999, the only thing I've had to pay on the 2009, all I've had to pay on the 1999 Ford Expedition is $60 in taxes and maintenance and gas. No car payments. So my own personal economy has been improved by not having a monstrous car loan note. They also took some very good cars in that particular program and disabled them so they could never run again, thus tearing apart for a short period of time, and I think they still may feel it, the used car industry, because a lot of cars got just destroyed. Stated goals of the program were to stimulate the economy and cut down on emissions. After the terrible 2008 financial crisis, one of the programs that President Obama was able to get in place was Cash for Clunkers, according to Hillary. Remember that? Getting them off the road, and it was partly a way to get people to buy new cars because we wanted more economic activity, and partly a way to get old models that were polluting too much sort of off the road. So I think it's worth considering. I don't know how her handlers let her get out on stage with this stuff. I don't know if she actually sits down and speaks with them and says, this is what I'm going to say. Because except for those people that are holding their, you know, they're clasping their own hands and looking at her in absolute adoration, thinking, it's Hillary. She's so great for, you know, they don't ask the questions I ask, like, for what? Hillary's biggest accomplishment that led to her being here today was saying, I do, when Bill Clinton got out there and said, hey, would you marry me? That's her biggest accomplishment. Since then, I don't know if she's ever done anything proactive. You know, she was a rainmaker for a law firm, and then she wanted to redo the old, I think she's actually smarting because we have Obamacare, and she didn't get to do it when she was the first lady. Then she was a senator, if she was a carpetbagger going into Chappaqua, New York, and she didn't do anything as a senator. And then she became Secretary of State, which she did a couple of things. It just led to death. Just led to death. She did say, I don't know enough details to tell you how we would do it or how it would work, but certainly the Australian example is worth looking at. If she were to put the Australian example on the table and actually try to enact it, she gets to sit back and say, you know, another thing that happened on my watch as president was that I started the first civil war since the 1800s. And I started it in the era where we had iPads and iPhones and where we should all be really enlightened. And it was these pesky people that clung bitterly to the Bible and to guns and everything else. And they took umbrage at the fact that I wanted to buy back their guns that I never sold them in the first place and give them a mere pittance for them because I just wanted them off the street. Even though I don't know a damn thing about them or the people that own them, I want them off the street because this sells good to my base. Wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to say that. So, you know, I... that's, you know, she would actually accomplish something then. Then she would actually have something, you know, solid to put on her... to put on her little resume. I don't know if she knows that the Australian program was mandatory. She's making it sound like Australia just coalesced and had this moment of enlightenment and said, all right, we'll just bring them all back in, shall we? You know. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. San Francisco, sanctuary city, site of many good car chase movies, like Bullet and, like Bullet. Recently in San Francisco, it was decided by the owners of a gun shop, the last remaining gun shop in San Francisco, that they were going to close their doors at the end of this month. They've managed to live through wave after wave after wave of regulations. And now they've learned that they learned that they were going to be forced to videotape every transaction which took place in the store and then turn those videos over to the local police each week, even if there wasn't a hint of an allegation that the customers had done anything wrong. The store manager said at that point that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So that meant if you went in there and bought a Uncle Mike's inside the waistband holster, you were going to get videotaped. And then that would be sent to the cops. Recently, one of the most famous denizens of San Francisco, former speaker Nancy Pelosi, was finally asked about this turn of events by the media. her take on the store's closure. Sounds like something that would have come from an alien that had just touched down on our planet for the very first time. According to House Minority, coming from the Daily Caller, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi told the Daily Caller Thursday at her weekly presser that she believes San Francisco's new gun control regulations did not shut down the last gun shop in the city, but that a private sector decision shuttered its doors. It's my understanding that they made a decision, a business decision, that regulations didn't shut them down. They didn't want to live within the regulations, so they decided to go elsewhere. That was a private sector decision on their part to do that. I'm not sure all the regulations they were concerned about have all but passed, but they were suggested. An aide to city supervisor, Mark Farrell, told the Daily Caller that they really had no other choice but to pass the restrictions. The idea of the proposal is to be forward-looking, said Jess Montahano, a legislative aide to Farrell. If Congress isn't going to act on tighter gun control, we will do everything possible to protect the public safety of our residents. Except for Kate Steinle. They don't seem terribly worried about her and what happened to her at the hands of the illegal immigrant, the illegal alien felon, cat, with the stolen gun from the Bureau of Land Management, Fed, that shot her in the back after she had lunch. They're not too, you know, following her murder. There was actually some public outcry to change some laws, but it had nothing to do with the legal sale of guns. Her parents are wanting to eliminate the sanctuary city nonsense, and there's actually legislation being proposed to do that now. I believe every time a sanctuary city is put up and some mayor says, well, you know, of course, we're going to have to go up against the federal law. Every time we get out there and one of these states says, you know what, we're not going to follow the unconstitutional federal gun control, the feds get out there and say, supremacy! So let's say supremacy, and let's lock up some mayors, could we? Could we lock up some city councils? Can we just arrest all of them and put them in the who's gal? Let Barney Fife look at them. Can we do that? The concerned city leaders haven't done a thing about the illegal immigrant felons in San Francisco. What they have managed to do, though, they have done a splendid job at making it very, very, very difficult, if not almost impossible, for a law-abiding American living in San Francisco to own a gun or to purchase a gun. You can't purchase a gun in San Francisco without being filmed. At the next city council meeting, maybe they should take up the fact that the Steinle killer didn't buy his gun at the gun shop and get videoed on that one. No. He stole it. And he was out on the street able to do all of that precisely because San Francisco goes out of its way to actively thwart immigration enforcement efforts so they can be fair to everyone. In San Francisco, you're supposed to buy the line that your main focus is on protecting the public safety of your residents and to be fair with everyone. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Whatever you say. I've been seeing this collective new thing coming out. I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad they have decided to unmask themselves now. Stupidly, they have done it. This is how indicative of how unconnected or disconnected most of these advocates and policy wonks are when it comes to what's going on in America. The FBI recently released the crime in the United States for 2014. They showed that violent crime is continuing a long-term decline of over 18% for the past 15 years, even as gun ownership has skyrocketed almost 82%. It's almost doubled in that 15-year period. So, that's quite significant. Yet, the left-wing pundits and the journalists and the politicians have thrown rationality to the wind, and they have launched this hysterical and really very poorly thought-out attack on the Second Amendment and their fellow Americans, by the way, which we outnumber them. As far as adults who can own guns, we are the majority. So going beyond their normal calls for mere infringement, now they've, you know, Hillary's gotten out there and talked about it. There's lots of people out there talking about it. They want confiscation. They really want confiscation. It's gotten past the secret, you know, heart, secret of secrets in their heart of hearts. And now it's actually something they're articulating. The other day from Cornell University, an art professor, Carl Ostendorp, he published a letter. I read that the other day. I read the letter that was published in Salon. That was the what the F letter, where we should all be forcibly disarmed, that he doesn't care about our rural traditions and lifestyle. That guy. That sums up the collective idea of the or the collective id of the radical left in the United States here in this particular moment in time. It doesn't surprise me that this flaky and delicate art professor is more confirmed, you know, he's more concerned with feelings than logic. And he's very quite unself-aware. And he thinks the violent tribal behavior that he is seeing is in others. We'll continue with this when we get back. The unmasking of the gun confiscators. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number you get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the last segment, I was talking about the unmasking that they've finally done, as the one-fifth of the very loud, squeaky political spectrum finally has decided to spread their wings and make themselves known for what they really believe. At the head of the pack is, of course, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, who stated several times his desire for firearms confiscation to be like countries like ours, like Britain, like Australia. Then you've got Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who is completely idiotic, and she's out there just, she's saying, she's making noise is what she's doing. She does. She has no idea what she's talking about. Some of the stuff she's out there, she was talking, describing something that she calls the gun show loophole, as if that was actually legislated into the Brady crime bill, which that was just the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and I'm not even going to give it too much time here. But this vocal, radical fringe of progressives, they dominate the Democrats. And they want to use the power of the state to forcibly disarm more than 300 million firearms from between 100 and 160 million American citizens. The founding fathers knew that the tyrants would come, didn't they? That's why they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Democratic Party, by doing this, if anybody ever writes a book about how the Democrat Party got just absolutely destroyed in the polls, this certainly will have to be a caveat in one of the chapters. They are hurtling towards a crushing defeat by making the destruction of their constitution, of this constitutional right, their rallying cry. I just hope that we actually, now there's like a stopwatch happening. We've got to get through all of 2016. We've got to get to November of 2016 in order to find out exactly what we're going to have happen. Because right now the radical left is getting much louder and much more shrill and much more insistent in their desire to use force to get their way and impose their ideas on the American people. And let's look at what they have lined up to help them make this happen, shall we? The military and local law enforcement agencies in the United States has been trashed in public since the Vietnam War. Are they going to take part in any plot to disarm me and you? Soldiers and Marines and sheriffs and police chiefs may even defect to actively resist any federal officers from a pool of just over 100,000 who would take on the suicidal task of taking on the military, local police, and 100 righteously angry million gun owners, led by over 1,000 angry Green Berets that warned President Barack Hussein Obama in 2013 not to push his luck. Who is left at that point to carry out the confiscatory fantasy but the radicals themselves? Will we see Carl Ostendorp or Coppin State riding instructor D. Watkins going on raiding parties to come to our house and kick in our door and say, "We're here because you need to be forcibly disarmed," while they wave their signs? Arc is comedian Amy Schumer and her senator cousin Chuck. Are they going to put on their hobnail boots and start kicking in doors? Will we see a President Mom Jeans pick up a breaching ram and lead by example? The totalitarians have misread the tea leaves. I am not one to sit around. I believe in America, and I believe every American deserves something in the way of liberty. However, when you have a segment of America like Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, who will get out there and tell constituencies to punish other parties for voting and doing the things they do in the ballots, to punish them that way. When you've got certain candidates that want to replace Buffalo Barack, like O'Malley and Clinton, declaring that me and you are enemies simply for opposing their ideology. We're enemies. We're not ideological opposites. We're enemies. They're the ones throwing down the gauntlet. They're the ones advocating the violence. I saw some idiot that was writing in Salon.com the other day that said, if you want to buy a gun, you need to be shot first, just so you know how it feels. We're the people of peace. The pacifistic, tree-hugging, gun-free zone-loving, except in their own yard, anti-gunners are absolutely coming out, finally, out of the woodwork, which I knew they were this way this whole time. There are some Democrats out there that are somewhat sane. Democratic candidate Jim Webb, he put some stuff out there. Bernie Sanders was actually speaking some common sense when he was saying, we've got to get everybody together on this. It's not just going to happen just because we say we want it. We've got to get to the elections, and these radicals want something now. So this is a very precipitous time in our period, in this particular moment in our lives. I don't want a civil war against the radical left of the Democratic Party. Not because I'm not afraid of it. I'm actually quite the opposite of afraid of it. They are used to having other people do stuff for them. I have no idea how they would actually execute this operation. I've got no real idea how this would actually happen. All of these things that you see, like FEMA camps and all this other stuff that a lot of people do fear, would actually sort of come apart at the seams if they actually started to pull this together, because there's going to be certain factions within the United States that will rise up against it quick. Look anywhere around in your local community for a bunch of veterans, and my golly gosh, you will see the organization begin. Those of us that have trained to do this kind of thing, we know how to organize you to help you be able to do it too. It's not rocket science, but you do need a little instruction. So while I don't want a civil war against them, it needs to be made abundantly clear to them that they would be utterly destroyed by us. And unfortunately for them, their forebears in government before they got there, that's what they intended. They intended for anybody that came after them, if they were to go this route, for us to rise up and utterly destroy them, to take them out, to kill them all, to water the tree of liberty with their blood and some of ours. And there's some of us that look at that and say, okay, whatever. That's their biggest issue. That's the biggest problem they've got in this, is that they are they're not in a really good position to put this plan into operation. That's going to be dicey for them if it comes down to it. But golly, they are pressing. Oh, it's sort of funny, because it's sort of like looking at it. You're standing on thin ice. You can see the water moving under the ice, and yet you're stomping on it. Coming up next, hour number two on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.